From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, July 24th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from Straits Times. Warehouse of Russian online retailer Wildberries near St. Petersburg on fire after drone attack, governor says. Moscow, July 24th. A warehouse of leading Russian online retailer Wildberries in the Leningrad region near St. Petersburg caught fire after a Ukrainian drone attack, Governor Alexander Drozdenko said on Friday. Next, second, from NPR News. Rubio says U.S. is ready to help end war in Ukraine, but no quick deal ahead. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, said that President Trump was committed to the work if conditions and factors have changed to make that possible. Image credit, Brendan Smielowski. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top. China set to look past Trump's new tariffs before Xi visit to U.S. Donald Trump's new tariffs of 12.5% on China might irk Beijing without provoking a retaliation, even as the U.S. president rebuilds a protectionist wall after the Supreme Court struck down his initial levies. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, China seeks clarity from U.S. on AI talks as sanction threats loom. Chinese officials are seeking clarity from Washington on what the U.S. expects from upcoming artificial intelligence talks, according to people familiar with the matter, as the Trump administration escalates pressure on China's fast-rising AI sector. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Top. Kyiv's strikes battering Russian economy, hangover rate decision. Russian businesses are grappling with the bleakest conditions since the early months of the war on Ukraine, putting the central bank in a bind as it weighs a pause in its year-long easing cycle that would prolong punishing borrowing costs. Up next. Sixth, from The Hill. Kagan says Supreme Court is not a rubber stamp for Trump. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan said Thursday that while the nation's highest court has a conservative majority, it is not a rubber stamp for President Trump, despite multiple rulings in his favor in major cases. Speaking at a judicial conference hosted by the Ninth U.S. And then, seventh, from The Hill. Federal judges allow Tennessee congressional map dividing majority black Memphis district. A federal judicial panel on Thursday allowed Tennessee to use a new congressional map that divides a majority black district in Memphis, rejecting an effort to block the plan ahead of the state's primary elections in August. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next. Eighth, from Thetna Michaels. Hegseth defends Iran war cost as senators press Pentagon over $37.5 billion estimate. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the cost of the U.S. war with Iran after telling senators the conflict has cost about $37.5 billion so far, turning a budget hearing into a broader fight over war powers, military readiness, and congressional oversight. Hegseth testified Tuesday before the Senate Appropriations Committee as Republicans prepared a $95 billion package that includes military funding and other White House priorities. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.